to the Puck Guys Podcast, the best place for top hockey news and insight with, of course, a little West Coast bias. Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Mahoney and Jason Lamb.
Hey, everybody. It's the Puck Guys Podcast. Patrick, Jason, and Eddie doing our 31 and 30, bringing you previews of every team. Today's team is the Detroit Red Wings. Oh, man. I don't know how much we could spend on this team because there's not a lot of good things to talk about, so it could be a very negative podcast from the Red Wings' point of view.
Well, we could do a short episode and talk about how clean their water is.
That's a good one. That's very good. We got the cleanest water of all the lakes.
We got
Didn't
hours.
Didn't like, Miss Michigan bring that up in like her speech, too?
Yep. Oh, yeah, she did. Oh. It's like what 82% of the like drinkable water,
yeah, fresh water or something like that. Yeah, none of us drink.
Fucking brutal.
All right.
So they finished the season last year 30, 39, and 13 for 73 points. Clearly missed the playoffs. So what do? Did they go out and get top end guys, or do they try to embrace the tank?
Oh, can I guess?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't really do either.
Oh.
At least I don't feel like they did. They ended up picking up, I mean, anybody of note? No. Jonathan Bernier. They got Thomas Vanek back from Columbus.
Oh, problem solved.
Columbus, they got Vanek back. They got Jake Chelios.
They re-signed Mike Green, too. So if this was like 4 years ago, getting Mike Green and Thomas Vanek was a big get.
Damn.
No, I mean, they didn't really get rid of a lot of guys either that have heavy cap implications. So I'm not really entirely sure what's going on there, but let's talk about the elephant in the room that's, at least to us, I always look at you. Steve Yzerman stepped down from the Tampa Bay Lightning, takes an advisory role for the rest of the year. Clearly his family is back in Michigan. Is this kind of like a sign of things to come? Kenny Holland on his way out, maybe Stevie Y comes back, and, you know, he's done tremendous things in Tampa Bay, as we've all seen. Do you guys feel like that's kind of the play? I mean, we said it on the last show. We kind of think it is. Is this kind of like the – this time to talk about it?
God, I hope so. Eddie?
Yeah, I think so. Like, why else would he do it? I mean, obviously he said he wants to be close to family, but look what he's building there. And if they don't win this year, he's given up on essentially getting any tangible credit for them winning if they win after he's gone. He doesn't get a ring. He doesn't get anything out of it. He can say, oh, I built that team and they won, but that's all he can say. He doesn't get anything from it. So I would assume, yeah, obviously the main motivation is to move back for family, but now being able to go back and work and be the general manager, build the team that you played so many years for, I mean, it makes sense for him. It's just, it's a tough time for him to leave because I'm sure he wants the Lightning to win after everything he built.
Yeah, and at the same time, I feel like he has not a responsibility, but a loyalty to the Detroit Red Wings. You can kind of see where they're kind of faltering there a little bit, and then it's kind of surprising that he's all of a sudden stepping away, and within the same week, we hear Zetterberg is done for the season. I mean, all of a sudden, that puts Detroit's this upcoming
career
season.
He's done.
He's gone. No, I'm saying, like, it puts this season for Detroit in a really tough spot, where they're not going to make the playoffs unless a miracle happens or a whole lot of teams hit a whole lot of injuries. They're probably looking at a season that's not really going to pan up to what they're used to or that history that they had for so long of making the playoffs. So I think bringing in that maybe, you know, revitalizes what Detroit used to be, get the fans energized. Stevie Y's coming back. He's going to fix this.
Yeah, but is he really going to be able to fix this?
He's got the draft
picks.
That's
my thing.
Freaking
like,
do it.
I guess. I mean, Eddie, look at this team, man. Is that, you feel that way, too? I know they have some young guys, but I don't really feel like they're in a great spot.
No, it's going to take them a long time, and they're going to have to be patient with him. I'm sure if they're bringing him over after what he did in Tampa Bay, I think they fully know how difficult this is going to be. You got obviously Larkin locked down for a while, which is important. You're gonna have, you know, some pieces in Anthony Mantha, Andreas Athanasiou, Michael Rasmussen. It's some decent pieces, but you've still got some guys on here for a while that you can't get rid of. You got Franz Nielsen until 2022. You got Darren Helm until 2021. You got Justin Ablicator until 2023, and you just recently re-signed Mike Green for a couple seasons. You've got Danny DeKeyser for about four more seasons. What are you supposed to do with this? And then you signed Jonathan Bernier for 3 years at $3 million. So they're not going to be good for a while. Yes, they have some young players up. Yes, Philip Zadina is great, and they drafted very well this year. But to make room for those guys, you've got to move some of these pieces that they have locked down for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, if you could just look at their buyout history, is any indication about how bad Holland has been with the money that's been going? They're still paying Stefan Weiss for another 3 years at $1.6 million. Xavier Ouellette, do you know who he is?
Xavier Ouellette, no,
sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, so they're still paying him for the next couple of years, although it's not all that heavy. It's just the contracts he's given out, they're head scratchers, and I think he's, I don't know if Ken Holland's finally at the point where he's like, I need a little help, or I'm on my way out. I think Yzerman wasn't really in the, you know, he didn't have a track record. It wasn't something where he can go in and say, hey, Ken Holland, you're out. Yzerman's available and is interested in being a GM. We're going to give him a shot. I mean, at that point, you know, Ken Holland couldn't do very wrong. They're making the playoffs so much, but now you just start looking at the signings and where they're heading, and it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I think it might be something where the owners of the Detroit Red Wings, you know, they have a personal relationship with Stevie Y, the captain, for how many decades?
I don't know. He was there for like 19 years or something like that.
So, I mean, he was the youngest captain for a long time, face of the franchise, pretty much always will be, maybe next to Gordie Howe, something like that. So I feel like that's kind of the time where he can slide in, Holland struggling with the new NHL. And
they're
going to
free up cap space with Zetterberg retiring, right? That $6 million going to be on the books. So
yeah, do they, though? He's 35-plus. Did he sign that as a 35-plus contract?
No, he signed it before. He doesn't have that as a 35-plus where they have to pay him. So that does come off the books.
If he retires, so maybe he just goes on long-term IR like everyone else and their mother does. They don't play ever again.
Which they'd still get cap relief of $6 million because they're at the cap, which is another problem they have. They're right at the cap. So at that point, they get that cap relief, which might give them some wiggle room. So they may just keep him on just to keep him on and keep that cap room available.
I mean,
They've got the space. I think they were saying that they could do one before the season starts. Like it's like an off-season LTIR, and then they can put the other guy on, which is Frangin, when the season starts. So they have the option to do both of them if they want, which frees up basically $10 million in cap space. So that frees up a lot of space for them that they don't currently have, and then they can do whatever they want with that because probably none of those guys are ever coming back.
No, Franz is long been gone.
Yeah, he hasn't played in a long time. Concussion problems. Horrible situation
another,
for him.
Another Detroit Red Wing that had to retire.
That's terrible. So, I mean, it all points to Steve Yzerman coming here and trying to resurrect this team. They got a new arena, Little Caesars Arena, that's definitely been floating around everywhere.
Pizza.
So they got to make money back somewhere. they got to fill the arena up. And then going back to William Nylander, why don't you look at Dylan Larkin's contract to Jackass and see that he's making $6 million. He's 22 years old. He averages about 60 points.
Yeah.
Suck on your $8 million, bro. You got to take what you're worth. $6 million is plenty. That was a great deal for the Red Wings. I mean, I looked at that. And there's not even no move clauses in that. For a 22-year-old kid getting paid $6 million for 5 years, perfect deal.
Future captain probably, too, as well. I don't see anybody else who's going to take that from him at this point.
No, 100%.
Yeah, I was reading a few different articles in The Athletic. For those of you who don't subscribe to The Athletic, really should. You should literally look up any team.
You won't have enough time to read everything if you have a job.
Yeah, oh, my God. You go down a rabbit hole. But if you're interested in learning about a team and what their beat writer knows or any sort of deal like that, the word on the street, as the kids say, is that Dylan Larkin is ready to take the captaincy, you know, probably a little bit sooner than he would have hoped with Zetterberg kind of stepping down now. But they don't give out captaincies left and right all willy-nilly. So he's the guy who has learned already at least what he feels he needs to from Zetterberg and really wants to kind of be that captain, that longevity, and respects the fact that there haven't been a lot of captains. So I feel like they're getting a captain at 6.1 who's 22 now, next 5 years can be kind of in there helping make the team at least a little bit relevant with some hope moving forward, and then Stevie Y coming in. You might see.
We assume.
Oh, yeah, allegedly. If he can come in, I think it kind of sparks maybe a quicker rebound for Detroit than what they were looking at before, you know, I don't know, 2 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, by the way, Holland came out and said that he's targeting Zetterberg for long-term IR rather than a retirement. So yeah. That cap hit is going to be reduced, but not gone. Yeah. So.
What's the
Detroit
point?
Doesn't,
like, why does he not retire?
The player wants to get paid. He wants to get paid.
Okay, fair enough, but.
I mean, that's why you know, Chris Pronger played for the Coyotes, never, but it was on their roster getting paid.
Yeah, Datsyuk.
Right?
Yeah.
Datsyuk, same kind of
Arizona.
Thing. It's Detroit's got a lot to work on. I mean, Jimmy Howard, it shocks me that dude's 34.
Yeah,
I thought he was
too.
A lot younger for some reason. I've heard, you know, we've heard of his name for a long time.
Yeah.
He's got $5 million on the books this year. His backup is Jonathan Bernier, who's younger, which I was like, what? Wait a minute. I thought those numbers should be reversed.
Yeah.
He didn't have a good year. He hasn't really had
Howard
great seasons. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, Howard's not been playing well. Bernier is a backup, and he plays well in that role. When the pressure's on, we saw it in Anaheim, not so good.
First round against Nashville, he got lit up by Forsberg a couple of times.
Yeah.
Not that it was all his fault.
No.
No.
But I don't think he's there to carry the team. No. They have a lot to work on here, and I know that Zadina's going to get – a lot of opportunity this season. Let's be honest. He's playing this year. He's not going to get 9 games and get sent back. He's playing in the NHL this year. And maybe that's not a good thing because Detroit's always been kind of like letting their players over-ripen and then bring them in when they're ready to roll. And they've always been able to reload. The reload is over with.
Yeah.
And it was last year. It's done. They got nothing else left to grasp at.
Yeah. That's why I think Holland's probably out. His ideal, you know, how it's going to work, how this should work, is just not going to work anymore. And they got a lot of money tied up on their defense too, with Mike Green signing I'll stop laughing. Mike Green signing a $5.375 million contract for 2 more years. But then you still got Cronwall, who's at 4.7. He'll be unrestricted after that. Then there's Jonathan Erickson.
Well, Eddie and Jay, did you guys not see all the no move clauses, no trade clauses?
Yeah.
That's
Jesus
almost
Christ.
All their defense.
All but one guy that no one's heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough situation for them to be in. I still don't get why they didn't deal Mike Green at the deadline. He was the biggest piece on the blue line to move, and they didn't move him. Imagine what they probably could have got for him. Somebody would have overpaid for him. Toronto probably would have overpaid for him. I'm sure teams that missed out on Ryan McDonagh and that didn't end up getting Erik Karlsson probably would have overpaid for Mike Green, and they just kept him and re-signed him for a team that should be bad next year. I think they just can't fully commit to that. Like, I don't know if it's pride. I don't know if they want to be somewhat competitive so the fans just aren't completely out of it with a horrible team. I don't know what it is, but it makes no sense to bring him back, and really even to bring in Thomas Vanek, unless the only reason you brought him in was to flip him at the deadline for assets, but that's what I thought they were doing with Mike Green too.
And now you got to convince Thomas Vanek to waive his no trade clause.
Yeah, the fact that he has got no trade clause. And then once again, I hate to harp on going back to the defense, but if you look at their top five salary earners, they're making 22 of that $23 million, and their youngest one is 28. The rest of Mike Green's second youngest all out of those five at 32. You're talking about two 34-year-olds, a 37-year-old, and you're paying them $4.5 million+ to play defense in a league that's now speed and quickness. Not going to work out well as far as what Holland said. He says he doesn't want to do a full youth movement. He wants to be competitive so young players don't lose confidence.
There's that old-time hockey.
Exactly. I think that's why he's signing guys that he knows their name. Oh, I know Mike Green. Oh, I know Thomas Vanek. Oh, I know Bernier. Those guys have been around for a while. I knew them when they were kind of okay.
That's bad.
Let's put them on our team.
Where do you guys have them?
Seventh.
Yeah, I'm seventh. I don't think they're Ottawa bad, but I think they're right around there. They're going to be just in the bottom with Montreal and Ottawa as well. I don't know. They might flip depending on how bad some teams are and who loses who, but yeah, they're going to be down there.
Yeah, I also have them seventh. Jason originally had them eight when we did this show the first time.
That's not true. There's no recording of that.
Just had to throw it in there, right?
I had to. You guys were burying me for
deleted
shows.
That's all right.
Shows.
It's not true because no one else got to hear it, and you're a liar.
Yeah, apparently that's the way it goes. Well, that's it. They have them seventh place. We don't have a lot to look forward to this season for the Detroit Red Wings. A couple of young guys coming up that will be worthy to turn the TV on for them. But other than that, it's going to be a tough year. Mm-hmm. Maybe Stevie White comes and rescues you guys. Who knows? We're the Puck Guys. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the Puck Guys Podcast. We're doing our 31 and 30. This is Detroit. Tomorrow will be the Montreal Canadiens. Have a good night, guys.
And also check us out on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, mention that. Not YouTube, but iTunes.
iTunes, the other two.
Check us out on iTunes if you've done already. Hit subscribe. Leave us a review. Give us 5 stars. We love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.